Blog Talk Radio.
It's what y'all been waiting for, ain't it? What people pay paper for, game it. They can't stand it. They want something new.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Darren Russell Show. It's been a while. A little over a week since I've been on. I'm sorry. I've been busy with life. Trying to make moves, trying to make things happen. Trying to find new and better ways to keep you guys entertained. But don't worry, I didn't forget about you. The Super Bowl is coming, and we're going to talk some Super Bowl today, all show long, because I'm nervous. I'm nervous about this game, because I don't want the Patriots to win. But the closer it gets to the game, the more I feel like they're going to win. And it saddens me. I sat down and I just looked position by position. Well, not position by position. I'm not sitting down comparing left tackle. But you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, they both have won Super Bowls. Tom Brady's been in the league longer. Russell Wilson brings a different dimension to the game because he can run and pass. I kind of can't give it. All right, that's a tie to me. Tie that up. Running back, the edge goes to Seattle. They got the beast. So, LeGarrette Blount's okay, but he's no beast mode. So, we don't even have to worry about that. Then what do we have? We got receivers. Now, this is where my biggest issue comes. Tom Brady. We'll throw tight end in there, too. So Tom Brady has better weapons on the outside. He has better receivers, and he has Gronk. He has a better tight end. Now, I know Seattle doesn't rely heavy on their wide receivers, but with the fact that they don't have a receiver on their team that really scares you, all New England has to do is put Revis on Doug Baldwin. He's gone for the game. He's done. You put Browner on Curse, afraid of his speed. You just double-team him over the top with a safety. And no one else on Seattle's team, wide receiver-wise, you're worried about anyway. So it doesn't matter. This is a game where they could have used Percy Harvin because the nickel corner for New England is weak. Well, not weak, but weaker compared to the two starters. But I understand Harvin was a cancer in the locker room, but to have a guy with his talent, not saying he wouldn't have been injured because he gets injured all the time, but just to say he was available, this would have been the game to use him. So the edge and receiver and tight end go to New England. And I think it's a big edge because now with those receivers taken out and they don't have a tight end you're afraid of, now you're loading the box. And you're preparing for the read option. Now, I know Marshawn he's just impossible to take down. But you'd have to ride him all game long to have a chance. So, I don't know. Then you got Seattle's defense. Richard Sherman's hurt. Earl Thomas is hurt. So, now we're looking at a defense technically that's better, on paper it's better than New England. New England's healthy, though. Seattle's not. New England has better offensive weapons compared to what Seattle does offense, so I don't think New England's defense is going to have to work as hard. You can't say the moment's going to be too big for either one of them because, like I said, they've been there before. But the more I look at it, I mean, the offensive line edge goes to Seattle. They got a better offensive line. The defensive line, I would say, probably goes to Seattle. They got a better defensive line. The linebackers, Seattle's been playing better. I wouldn't say that they have better linebackers. They're kind of like right there. It's kind of a push. Special teams, who cares? I would say whatever. But it just, I hope I'm wrong. But I'm just leaning towards New England. not leaning towards like I'm going to root for them, but I find it harder and harder to believe Seattle can pull this off. The only way I think they'll be able to pull it off is if they can get pass rush with four guys. They didn't get a good pass rush against Aaron Rodgers in that NFC Championship game. It was a good physical game, but they didn't get a crazy pass rush. They need to have a New York Giants 2007 pass rush where Brady had no time to do anything for them to have a chance. They got to get turnovers because I don't think they're going to be able to move the ball that well other than running it in the game. So they got to give themselves short fields because you got New England, man. They're like a machine. Now, I do look forward to seeing what Cam Chancellor does to Gronk. Actually, this is my hope of how the game starts. If you remember last year when the Super Bowl started, they had the safety, but when Denver got the ball back again and he threw that pass over the middle to Demaryius Thomas and Cam Chancellor came out of nowhere and pow, just knocked that fool out. Well, he didn't knock him out, but, I mean, he should have killed him. It was a head-on dangerous collision. I need Cam Chancellor to do that again this game, preferably to Gronk. I need it, it don't really matter who it is. I need him to lay somebody out to let them know that they mean business. I don't always root for Seattle, but I am a diehard Seattle fan this Sunday. I want to see blood. I want this Seattle defense to play like they've never played before. Do not let Tom Brady get another ring. I'm not a Seattle fan. So if you win this Super Bowl, I don't care if you never make it to the playoffs again, ever. Just don't give those cheats in New England another Super Bowl. And that's right, I call them cheats. Because they threw a poor equipment guy under the bus, make him take the fall. I hope Brady paid him right before he got fired. Well, he's probably not fired yet, but they're going to fire him. Throwing a guy making, $200 a game. Yup, man, he tampered with the balls. Yeah, because you didn't tell him to do it. Ridiculous. So I hope they financially take care of him. But I still think New England. The more I try to hype myself up and talk about it, the less I believe. But I'm hoping Cam Chancellor don't let me down. And I'm hoping Richard Sherman can hold up. I mean, he's not going to be matched against a receiver that you worry about. Like, New England doesn't have receivers you're scared of any either. Brandon LaFell? That doesn't scare me. Julian Edelman? Okay. Maxwell can handle him. Seattle has a better slot corner than New England does. I can't even think who he is. He's going to match up against Danny Amendola? What? And it's just Seattle has better safeties too, but Earl Thomas is hurt. But I'm looking forward to Chancellor against Gronk. That is going to be the one part that I watch all night. And Russell Wilson's going to have to play the game of his life. He's going to have to fit the ball in tight windows. You're going to have to hope Revis isn't on point. You're going to have to hope Browner doesn't lay somebody out. I mean, it's a lot of hope that you got to do on Seattle. You got to hope that shoulder Earl Thomas holds up. You got to hope Richard Sherman, one, that his elbow can hold up, two, that he's even at the game because his girlfriend is pregnant and is due any day. And that would be terrible for him to miss the game or a portion of the game because she's having a baby. I hope that baby either comes out Saturday or stays in there till Monday. So I'm not a believer, but I'm a dreamer right now. I'm dreaming Seattle. And then think of the historical cases of this game. You got two different storylines. Seattle wins their defense will go down as one of the all-time greatest defenses ever. Even the 85 Bears, who most people consider the best defense ever, didn't win another Super Bowl. This Seattle defense will have won two. That Ravens defense, 2000, they won the Super Bowl, but then next year, I don't even think they made the playoffs. Seattle led the league in total defense again this year. Back in the Super Bowl, they have a chance to make their mark in history. And to do it, too, if you look at it like this, if they win the Super Bowl, then that means they shut down, or, well, they shut down Peyton Manning, and however this game turns out, either if they blow him out or if they win by a field goal or something, then they will have beaten Tom Brady. Back-to-back years, two of the greatest quarterbacks ever. Your defense stopped them and won the Super Bowl. Now, that's history. But then, on the other hand, you got Belichick and Brady. Belichick wins. I mean, well, if they win, Belichick's going to be looked at as the greatest coach of all time, even if he's not already. True, some former coaches call him Belichick, which I love. Very clever. You can't deny his resume. We can question how he got it. Was he ethical when it came to how he coached? But whatever, he's got four rings. And he would have been to six Super Bowls. Then you look at Tom Brady. And then we hear the story. Tom Brady was taken in the sixth round. Oh, passed over by this guy and that. Made fun of at the combine. Yeah. But he went to Michigan. Wasn't like he went to a two-year college. He didn't go to a junior college and transfer. He didn't play for Marshall. Marshall's probably too well known. Like, I'm trying to think of a small school. He didn't play for Appalachian State. Come from a pro-style offense. Belichick just was happy he fell in his lap in the sixth round. A lot of people passed on him, but Belichick knew how good he was. He wanted to start him right away. Everyone, like, well, in the Boston area, they talk about it. He wanted to start Tom Brady in the beginning of the year. But Drew Bledsoe, I mean, the outrage would have been enormous. But then Drew breaks his ribs week two, and the rest is history. And now Tom Brady has a chance to be the greatest quarterback ever. I've always said, to me, Joe Montana was the greatest quarterback ever. He just didn't have the stats that a lot of these guys do. It was a different time. He did have Jerry Rice. Did Jerry Rice make him great, or did he make Jerry Rice great? I think they were both great. But Joe Montana, then he got hurt. Then he had to sit behind Steve Young because Steve Young was a beast. And Steve Young had the 49ers rolling. So, I mean, to me, Steve Young, my favorite quarterback ever, who Aaron Rodgers was probably going to pass him on my list for that soon. Steve Young, my favorite quarterback ever, but I think Joe Montana is the best, in my personal opinion. Tom Brady's probably going to pass him. Tom Brady's got – he's won three Super Bowls. He lost two. He's been to six. If he wins this one, he will have four victories in the Super Bowl. Only two other people have done it: Terry Bradshaw and Joe Montana. Now, everyone knows Terry Bradshaw will not ever be considered as one of the greatest. He won Super Bowls. No, the Steelers won Super Bowls despite Terry Bradshaw. They had that steel curtain defense. So, you can't consider Terry Bradshaw. And then, just look at what Brady's done compared to Montana. They've both been league MVP. They've both been Super Bowl MVP. They've both gone back-to-back in Super Bowls. But Brady's been to six. He's been to nine AFC championship games. That means he didn't make the AFC championship 4 years. That's what he's been playing. He's been playing for 13 or 14 years, if my math is correct. I don't know what year he got drafted. No, they won the Super Bowl 2001. So what, he came out 2000, 2001? I don't know. But let's just say he's been playing 14, 15 years. So he didn't make the AFC championship game six times probably. I'd have to really look it up. I don't care that much. So let's just say it's six. So he hasn't been the AFC champ. Not that he missed the playoffs. And he got hurt that one year where he didn't play at all. They didn't make the playoffs that year. They didn't make the playoffs the year after they won their first Super Bowl. So we're talking about missing the playoffs, what, twice? Missing the AFC championship game four times? Making the Super Bowl six times? Winning three so far. If he wins four, who has a better resume than Tom Brady? What are you going to say? Oh, he did lose to Joe Montana, never lost any. Yeah, that's just like Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan. Yeah, true. Michael went 6-0. Magic went, what? But Magic went to 9. Like, the Lakers are almost always in the championship. Michael Jordan, what, he won 3, took some time off, got rested, came back, and won 3 more. So, yeah, he never lost in the finals, but he also didn't go to 9 of them. So you can't use that as an argument, but you got to look at his whole resume. And as much as I hate to say, his resume speaks for him. True, he's been with a great coach, but Joe Montana was with a great coach. He was with Bill Walsh. And Tom Brady hasn't had great players around him. Who was his best receiver other than the one year they went to the Super Bowl with Randy Moss? And they both broke touchdown records. Moss had 23, broke Jerry Rice's receiving record. And at the time, Brady threw 50 to break Peyton Manning's touchdown record. Other than that, who was his best receiver? Deion Branch? Givens, David Givens, who cares? I don't know, who cares? Wow, what was that other guy's name? David Patton. I mean, what happened to these guys? These guys weren't household names. Brady made them good. Look what happened with Wes Welker when he left. Yeah, he went to Peyton Manning, but he didn't put up the numbers he put up with Brady. True, he was getting concussed every other week, but still, Tom Brady was making these guys great. And now he has Gronk, but, I mean, Gronk's a tight end. He's not a wide receiver, but yeah, that's a good player. But look at the rest of Edelman, LaFell. These are not household names. These are not Jerry Rice and John Taylor. It's not Michael Irvin and Alvin Harper. No, Tom Brady is good. I hate to say it. He'll go down as the greatest. And yeah, people will debate it. It'll be hard to debate. Peyton Manning, if he doesn't win another Super Bowl, he's going to be known as the greatest regular season quarterback ever. Tom Brady wins this Super Bowl, he's probably going to be known as the greatest quarterback ever. It's a big difference. But I'm hoping that doesn't happen. I'm hoping that this whole conversation about this, we can look back and say, it was pointless. I knew New England was going to lose. Tom Brady, not the greatest quarterback ever. Look at that fall. He'll go from maybe number one all time to maybe top five. Because then you say, if he loses another one, then you'll say, oh, yeah, he's probably not better than Peyton Manning. True, Manning only won one, he lost two. Brady won 3, but he lost 3. Brady had a coach that cheated. Brady cheated to get there. You know, it'll be a lot of excuses. And people just love Peyton Manning. So, but then you can't say he's better than Montana because, like I said, he won't have 4. He's not better than John Elway, even though John Elway only has 2, but still an argument. Who else am I thinking of? There's another quarterback. I don't know. But, yeah, he'd probably be right there, top five, depending on who you're talking to. So this is a big game for Brady's legacy. He can go from number one, from greatest ever, to Yeah, he was pretty good. Not bad. But hope the Legion of Boom stops them from getting this victory. I can't even believe that the Patriots are in the Super Bowl. I was one of those people after Kansas City game. I said, oh, they're done. I knew they were going to win the division, but I didn't think they'd get the playoff and do any damage. And then I swore they were going to lose to Baltimore. I knew they were going to beat the Colts. I saw that one coming. But, man, they got to respect them. Got to respect them. I hate how they run the score up on people. So I'm actually hoping this Super Bowl, I like high-scoring Super Bowls. I hope this Super Bowl will blow out. Last year, I wanted it to be a good game, and it wasn't. Watch this year, I want it to be a blowout in the Seahawks' favor. I want them to beat the Patriots 40-0. And watch it be a really tight, contested game. My heart will be beating fast because I don't want Brady to win. I guess I should be, since I'm prepared for it, it shouldn't come as a surprise. But, and I also hope that Marshawn Lynch is the MVP, just so he can stand up on there. Like, can you imagine if he wins MVP? They're like, oh, beast mode. You're the MVP of the Super Bowl. How do you feel? I'm just up here trying not to get fined. Or, I mean, I don't have nothing to say. Or, I'm thankful. Do you think he would do that to Chris Collinsworth? Because the Super Bowl is on NBC, so it's probably Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth presenting a trophy. I'd be surprised. Oh, no, it'll be, it might be, the guys that hosted, Bob Costas. It'll probably be Bob Costas because it's not going to be Tony Dungy and Rodney Harrison and Dan Patrick. And with Collinsworth and Michaels in the booth, probably won't be them. So, yeah, it'll probably be Bob Costas. Can you imagine him doing that to Bob Costas? Just saying one-word answers just because he wants to be smart. The NFL might strip him of the MVP and fine him again. And just on a side note, like, this dude's not going to get in the Hall of Fame. Because writers take this crap serious, and he pisses them off. They can't stand his interviews, and these writers are vindictive. They're going to hold that against him. They're going to be like, when he's up for the Hall of Fame, nah, he was good, but he wasn't that good, and he didn't like to give interviews. Just imagine if he does make it to Hall of Fame. What would his Hall of Fame speech be? I'd like to thank Skittles. I want the NFL to give me back all that money they fined me for. And I'm thankful. Come on. This guy, see, when you do stuff like this, later in life, when they look back at your career, he's going to be remembered for the terrible interviews, not for his play on the field, because the man's a monster, carrying 3 and 4 defenders to the end zone. So it's sad, but it's still entertaining and funny. I'll remember him for the good stuff. I don't know what everyone else is going to remember him for, but I hope he wins MVP. And to win MVP, your team got to win, so I'd be very happy he wins MVP, because I'd win on 3 fronts. I would have called the MVP. Seahawks would have won. And I would be very entertained by his interview. Watch him go up there and talk real intellectual and be just well-spoken. He'll probably even drop his accent just because it's something that I want to be entertained by him. That's how it always works. But I'm running out of time. It was good to be back. We'll break down the Super Bowl next week. Unless the Patriots win, then I'm going to go into hibernation. I will see you guys for the NBA playoffs. No, I'm joking. But go Seahawks. That's all I'm going to say. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Talk to you guys later.
Am I the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest, most folk low down around this town?
Sure enough.
Well, who am I?